you make a rough draft of what you're doing, and then you can...
In a classroom on the Knox College campus, a small group of kids sits in a circle of tables surrounded by seed catalogs. They've been learning how to grow plants all week, and now, on their last day, are planning their own home gardens. 12-year-old Isaiah Hill from Galesburg is hunched over a sheet of paper, drawing a map of where he wants to put certain plants.
I already have some trees around my house, and I'm putting it on the side because that's the best place to get sunlight during the morning, and that way it can also get shade. I'm thinking about adding some carrots, tomatoes, and a little bit of broccoli.
Isaiah's here as part of Farm to Fork. The camp in Galesburg is designed to teach 10 to 15-year-olds how to grow their own food and prepare it. Isaiah says before the camp, he never really considered making a garden.
Our backyard is really wild, so we have lots of plants in there. I never really considered having a garden before, but now that I've got into it, I plan on planting a garden when I get home today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you live in a small area, a pond is probably too much to imagine, but you might dig a hole.
This is Peter Schwartzman, chair of environmental studies at Knox College. He organized Farm to Fork and says the hands-on camp is not just about teaching concepts.
This is not just theory, right? We want them, today in particular, we didn't really give them the sense that we were going to do this today until today. But you've learned a lot. You've learned about weeding, you've learned about watering, you've learned about planting, you've learned about composting. How are you going to pull all that together and start your own little garden or big garden? What are you going to do? And all the questions that you have to think about.
The camp also includes field trips to local farms, like the Growing Together Urban Farm in Galesburg. After designing the gardens, the kids walk over to Knox College's urban farm to learn things that you just cannot learn indoors.
But it's important to know what's poison ivy and what's not.
No!
This is a maple tree, okay? There's thousands of maple trees that come in here. It also has bark, okay? You're not going to find bark on a poison ivy.
How could you?
It looks a little like poison ivy in the sense that it's kind of reddish.
So root down, the root goes down first, and then it's going to go up. And the first two leaves are called the cotyledon. But, you know, if you have a root like this, it's going to be, it's a bare root, and it's going to be stressed either way. But, you know, if you give it some care, you know, maybe nature will give it some care.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll just work.
Yeah, hopefully it won't rain today.
It rains,
That's the other instructor at Farm to Fork, Matt Wallen, working with Isaiah. He left a position in Hawaii to manage their Growing Together urban farm in Galesburg. Wallen has been teaching the kids not only how to grow food, but what to do with it once it's been grown. In this case, garlic.
They're just going to be able to get an idea of how to peel the cloves, and I mean, they harvested it over there, so it's coming from the urban farm at Knox to, you know, their plates. We're just going to roast it, and it'll be something simple that they know what to do with it, straight from the farm.
After harvesting the garlic and some lettuce from Knox's urban farm, Wallen helps the kids put those lessons into practice. As the kids cook, Schwartzman cleans up the catalogs in the classroom from earlier. He points at the whiteboard and the long list of concepts the camp covered during the week. The list is long and varies from community-supported agriculture to how to make a budget for your garden to NPK, the abbreviation for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, the three main plant nutrients used in agriculture. Schwartzman says even though Farm to Fork is only 5 days long, the camp was designed to be in-depth.
No, I have a lot of confidence in our youth. I mean, these kids are smart. They can read. We shouldn't sell them short. I mean, some of the stuff may go over their head, but for some of them I could tell just the way they use the words and the way they're integrating into their dialogue. They're getting it.
The funding for the camp was provided by the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Galesburg Regional Economic Development Agency. Schwartzman says the camp's expenses are relatively small. He hopes to expand it beyond the two sessions held this year and offer a more in-depth camp if he can get enough funding. Even though this is the last day of the camp, Schwartzman lets the kids know they can continue to learn and garden even when school starts. He told them a good way is to start a garden and gardening club at their school. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-States Public Radio News.